Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got a double dose of cloud backup and data storage news.
Perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly right. Even the tech world can't escape February 14th.
That's right.
So we've got two stories we'll be unpacking today. One focusing on how to stay ahead of the cybersecurity curve with proactive data governance.
Okay.
And the other one is featuring a major acquisition in the data storage industry.
Sounds good.
The companies in the spotlight today are Keepit.
Okay.
You might recognize them doing the cloud backup and recovery space.
Mm-hmm.
And Intevac.
Okay.
A provider of thin film processing systems.
Right.
Which are crucial for hard disk drive manufacturing.
Gotcha.
And remember, this isn't just a quick glance at the headlines.
No.
We're going deep today, exploring the why behind the stories.
Right.
And what they might mean for you. So let's jump right in. Our first deep dive takes us to Keepit.
Okay.
They're hosting an upcoming webinar with a title that immediately got my attention. Data Governance Meets Recovery, an Intelligent Approach to Resilience.
It's a hot topic for sure. The cyber threat landscape is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And this webinar seems to be all about equipping businesses with practical strategies to build resilience in the face of those threats.
Exactly. And they've got a really impressive speaker lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Larson Keepit's own CISO will be sharing his expertise.
Wow.
And joining him is Ofeger.
Okay.
A seasoned cybersecurity expert.
Mm-hmm.
And what's particularly noteworthy is his role as an NIS2 directive senior lead implementer.
Oh, wow.
So this directive is set to reshape cybersecurity across the EU, introducing more stringent security requirements.
Interesting.
For essential services and digital providers.
Makes sense.
So having someone like Ofeger, who's so deeply involved in the implementation of NIS2,
right,
is a major draw for anyone who's dealing with data in the EU.
Yeah.
This webinar is going to be a goldmine of practical advice.
Sounds like it.
They're going to be exploring effective data governance models, not just in theory,
right,
but with a focus on actionable approaches.
That's great.
Yeah, they're also going to delve into how artificial intelligence,
okay,
is transforming disaster recovery planning. This is cutting-edge stuff.
Wow.
Imagine AI helping you not only recover data,
mm-hmm,
but also anticipate potential threats and weaknesses.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible how AI is changing the game. And that's not only to be sharing techniques for prioritizing and classifying data.
Oh, interesting.
In a world where we're just drowning in data.
Yeah.
Figuring out what's truly mission critical.
Yeah.
And needs that extra layer of protection.
Right.
Is absolutely essential.
Definitely not all data is created equal.
Yeah.
Knowing how to effectively triage and categorize your data can make all the difference in ensuring business continuity.
Absolutely. And of course, no discussion on data resilience would be complete without talking about recovery plans,
yeah,
and incident investigations.
Like, of course.
Like a fire drill, but for your data.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure you're prepared for any eventuality.
Absolutely. It's about moving from a reactive approach,
yeah,
to a proactive one.
Totally.
And here's what's really interesting. All registrants for the webinar get exclusive access to a report.
Oh, wow.
By Kim Larson himself.
Nice.
The title, Intelligent Data Governance, Why Taking Control of Your Data is Key for Operational Continuity and Innovation.
That's a fantastic bonus. It's like they're saying, we're not just here to talk at you. We're here to equip you,
yeah,
with the knowledge and tools you need to succeed.
It definitely adds a lot of value to the webinar.
It does. Now let's shift gears and talk about our second story for today, which takes us into the realm of major acquisitions.
Okay.
In the data storage world, Seagate,
mm-hmm,
a name synonymous with mass capacity data storage, is acquiring Intevac.
This is big news. And the fact that Seagate is paying a 45% premium for Intevac's shares speaks volume.
It certainly does. So let's unpack the numbers. Seagate is offering $4 per share in cash.
Okay.
But there's more. Intevac stockholders are also getting a special dividend of 0.0522 per share.
Wow.
Right? And we can't forget the irregular quarterly dividend of 0.05 per share. So if we add all of that up,
mm-hmm,
it comes to a tiny sum of $4.52 per share for Intevac stockholders.
Quite a lucrative deal, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Now, the big question is, what's the strategic thinking behind this move?
Right.
Why is Seagate so keen on acquiring Intevac?
Well, one possibility is that they're looking to strengthen their position in the hard disk drive market.
Yeah.
Intevac's expertise in thin film processing is crucial for manufacturing these drives.
Right.
So this acquisition could give Seagate a significant edge.
That makes a lot of sense. And there's another key piece to this puzzle. Intevac's expertise in HAMR.
Okay.
Or heat-assisted magnetic recording.
Right.
This is a groundbreaking technology for increasing storage density.
Wow.
Which is absolutely crucial as we generate more and more data every day.
HAM is like the holy grail of data storage.
Yeah.
It allows you to cram more data onto a single disk than ever before.
Exactly. And as we move towards a future where data is king, having that kind of storage density is going to be a major advantage.
Absolutely. The demand for greater storage capacity is only going to increase.
Yeah.
And this acquisition positions Seagate to be a front runner in meeting that demand.
So what's the timeline for this acquisition? When can we expect it to be finalized?
The deal is expected to close in late March or early April 2025, so it won't be long before we see the full impact of this move.
That's exciting. And from a financial perspective, what are the projections for Seagate?
They're expecting this acquisition to boost their non-GAAP earnings per share in the long term.
Okay.
Which is a good sign for investors.
It certainly seems like a strategic win for Seagate.
Yeah.
But this acquisition raises a fascinating question. What other moves might we see in the data storage industry as the demand for capacity continues to soar?
That's a great question, and one we'll explore further in part two of our deep dive.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the deep dive. We're picking up right where we left off.
Yeah.
Exploring the latest in cloud backup and data storage news.
Yes, let's revisit those two stories. What struck me is how both Keepit and Seagate, while approaching it from different angles, are tackling critical challenges in the data landscape.
Absolutely. Keepit with their upcoming webinar on data governance.
Right.
It's all about proactive protection.
Indeed.
Like they're saying, don't wait for a data disaster. Take control now.
They're empowering organizations to make informed choices about their data. What's truly mission critical? What needs an extra layer of security?
Yeah.
And crucially, how can you bounce back quickly if things go wrong?
And then we have Seagate.
Right.
Going all in on meeting the ever-growing demand for storage capacity by acquiring Intevac.
Right.
It's a clear signal that they're betting big on the future of hard disk drives, particularly with that HAMR technology.
It's fascinating, isn't it? We have Keepit focused on the strategic management of data and Seagate pushing the boundaries of physical storage.
Yeah.
Both are absolutely essential in our increasingly data-driven world.
It's like building a house. You need a solid foundation, which is where Seagate comes in.
Okay.
But you also need a smart architect who understands how to design and utilize the space effectively. That's Keepit's role.
I like that analogy. And what's particularly interesting is how both of these stories highlight the importance of staying ahead of the curve. Keepit is embracing AI for disaster recovery, while Seagate is pushing the limits of storage density with HAMR.
Right. It underscores the dynamic nature of this industry. It's constantly evolving. If you're standing still, you're falling behind.
Now let's delve a bit deeper into Keepit's webinar.
Okay.
One of the things that stood out to me was their emphasis on the practical side of data governance.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just talking theory, they're offering actionable approaches.
I agree. They're covering topics like data prioritization, classification, and incident investigation.
Right.
And they're exploring how AI can revolutionize disaster recovery planning.
Yeah.
This isn't just about backing up your data. It's about having intelligent systems that can help you anticipate and mitigate potential risks.
Precisely. It's about moving from a reactive to a proactive mindset when it comes to data security and resilience.
And let's not forget the bonus they're offering.
Yeah, what's that?
Exclusive access to a report by Kim Marson titled Intelligent Data Governance: Why Taking Control of Your Data is Key for Operational Continuity and Innovation.
That report alone could be worth its weight in gold for businesses looking to up their data governance game. It really adds another layer of value to the webinar.
Now turning our attention back to Seagate's acquisition of Intevac.
Okay.
It's clear that Seagate is doubling down on its commitment to hard disk drive technology.
Yes, and not just any hard disk drive technology. They're particularly interested in Intevac's expertise in HAM or heat-assisted magnetic recording.
Right.
This technology is a game changer when it comes to increasing storage density.
It's incredible, isn't it? Think about it. HAMR allows you to pack so much more data onto a single disk, which is crucial as our data needs continue to explode.
As we generate more and more data, that kind of density becomes essential. That 45% premium that Seagate paid for Intevac underscores just how much they value this technology.
Yeah, it's a bold move, but one that makes sense given the long-term potential of HAMR.
Indeed. And let's not forget that this acquisition also gives Seagate a stronger foothold in the thin film processing market, which is essential for manufacturing hard disk drives.
Right.
They're securing a key ingredient in their recipe for success.
It's a strategic play on multiple levels. And the fact that they're projecting this deal to boost their earnings per share in the long term is a positive sign for investors.
It seems like Seagate is playing the long game here, investing in technologies that will keep them ahead of the curve. But this acquisition does raise a crucial question. What does the future hold for hard disk drives in a world increasingly dominated by cloud storage?
That's the million-dollar question. While cloud storage is undoubtedly on the rise, there's still a massive demand for on-premise storage, especially for large enterprises and data-intensive industries.
That's a valid point. Hard disk drives remain the most cost-effective way to store vast amounts of data, at least for now.
And let's not forget the concerns some have about data security and privacy in the cloud.
Right. For some organizations, maintaining physical control over their data is paramount.
So it seems like hard disk drives still have a significant role to play, even as cloud storage continues to grow.
However, the competition is fierce. Companies like Seagate need to constantly innovate to stay ahead.
Which brings us back to Keepit and their focus on data governance.
It all ties together, doesn't it? Whether you're storing your data on-premise or in the cloud, you need a robust data governance strategy to protect it.
Data is the lifeblood of any organization.
And without proper governance, that lifeblood is at risk.
So while these two stories might appear separate at first glance, they're actually woven into the larger tapestry of the data storage industry.
And it's a tapestry that's constantly evolving.
Which makes it all more exciting to watch. I'm eager to see what the future holds.
As am I. But for now, let's move on to part three of our deep dive, where we'll wrap up our analysis and explore some potential implications of these stories for you, our listeners.
Welcome back to the deep dive as we wrap up our look at today's cloud backup and data storage news. Let's step back and think about what it all means for you.
Okay, so what stood out to you from these stories?
Well, it's striking how Keepit and Seagate are both addressing these critical challenges in the data landscape,
right,
but from different angles.
Okay.
Keepit is all about proactive protection through data governance.
Right.
It's like they're saying, don't wait for disaster to strike, take control of your data now.
Yeah, they're providing organizations with the tools and the knowledge to make those informed decisions about their data, what's crucial, what needs that extra safeguarding, and how to bounce back quickly if things go wrong.
And then you have Seagate tackling this ever-growing demand for storage capacity.
Right.
Their acquisition of Itabac, I suppose they're betting big on the future of hard disk drives, especially with that HAMR technology.
It seems like Seagate is making sure that even as data volumes skyrocket, we'll have the physical infrastructure to handle it.
Right.
They're thinking about the foundations of the digital world.
So we have this fascinating interplay. Keepit focused on the strategic management of data, while Seagate is pushing the boundaries of physical storage.
Uh-huh.
And both are essential in today's data-driven world.
Absolutely. It's like building a house. You need a solid foundation, and that's Seagate.
Yeah.
But you also need a smart architect,
right,
who understands how to design and utilize the space effectively.
Right.
That's where Keepit comes in.
I love that analogy. What's really interesting is how both these stories highlight the importance of staying ahead of the curves. Keepit is embracing AI for disaster recovery planning, while Seagate is pushing those limits of storage density with HAM.
It really underscores the point that this industry is not static. It's constantly evolving, and if you're standing still, you're falling behind.
And that's a key takeaway for our listeners today.
Yeah.
This data landscape is dynamic, and it's demanding. Whether you're a business leader, an IT professional, or just someone who cares about their digital footprint, staying informed and adaptable is key.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning. The world of data is full of surprises and opportunities.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And for our listeners who want to dive deeper into these stories,
yes,
we've included links to the Keepit webinar and the Seagate acquisition announcement in the show notes.
Be sure to check them out.
And that concludes our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by www.backupreview.info, the go-to website for cloud backup, data storage, data recovery, and business continuity, CCCPE.